Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the UFlex Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobade from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tanmaya, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. Hope you all and your family members are staying safe and healthy. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group President and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Surajit Pal, Vice President, Investor Relations. Now I hand the floor to Mr. Surajit Pal for their opening. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sachin. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for the Q2 FY25 earnings call of the UFlex Limited. Let me draw your attention to the fact that on this call, our discussion will include certain forward-looking statements which are predictions, projections, or other estimates about future events. These estimates reflect management's current expectations about the future performance of the company. Please note that these estimates involve several risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual results to differ materially from what is expressed or implied. I would now request Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group President and CFO, for these opening remarks, following which we will open the forum for an interactive question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Surajit. Thanks for the introduction, and welcome all the participants on this call. The underlying for the Q2 is that it has been a continuance of the good momentum what we started the Q1 with, and the same momentum continues in the packaging films business, India and overseas, and that's what is reflected in results. Even on the packaging side, especially our packaging, aseptic packaging, this is normally Q2 and Q3 are normally a lean season, but still in this season, we've seen a much higher capacity utilization level at 93%, with 83% in the last year. The packaging film prices in India are much better. Overseas could be still better, but they'll be because there are a lot of exports happening from India, so the prices are remaining in a sort of check. But I think the volume has picked up in those markets as well, and that bodes well. So to give you a perspective on the numbers, you would have gone through those, but still I'll recreate them. So the top line consolidated, we had a 13.7% increase on a YOY basis to about 3,853-odd crores. And the backdrop is that the packaging films revenue witnessed the growth of 23.4% on a year-on-year basis. So this 13.7% YOY growth, what we see in the Q2, is backed by a 23.4% YOY growth in the packaging films business revenue. The sales volume for the Q2 are up 10.9% year-on-year, again driven by the packaging films sales volume growth of about 14.6%. The Q2 standalone revenue increased by 9% standalone now I'm talking about. That increased by 19.3% YOY to about 1,970 crores, again driven by the packaging films revenue growth of 39% YOY. And Q2 standalone sales volume are up by 4.2% YOY, driven by the packaging films sales volume growth of 10.8% YOY. As I had said earlier, the aseptic packaging business continues to do extremely well, and this quarter we achieved a capacity utilization of 93%, even in this lean period. The same period last year, we had achieved a capacity utilization of 83%. So on a YOY basis, this quarter, we've seen a 17.6% volume growth, which is there. Even in the current, even in the month gone by, which is October, the sales volume is up by about 24%. So if I talk about October last year versus October this year, so the good momentum in that business is continuing. And post the capacity extension to 12 billion packs, which we are expecting by the end of December, so the Q4 will be the first period during this fiscal FY25 during which we have that capacity available. So we are expecting as of now that business, that enhanced capacity, overall utilization for Q4 will be about 83%, even post the enhanced capacity for 12 billion packs, which means that on a YOY basis, we have a 20% volume increase in the sales volume. That's what about the aseptic business. Now, India BOPET industry in particular, I just thought I'll make a mention to you. You know, last quarter when we were there on this call, I had indicated that, you know, towards the margins had the prices and the margins had increased, but more or less they were reflected in the period post June 15, and so the full impact for the quarter was not there, but this quarter we've seen the full impact, and you know, of the increases what happened till 15th of June 2024, and thereafter also there have been increases. So if I see on a Q2 versus Q1 at a gross margin level, the margins have gone up by, industry-wide margins have gone up by about 200-odd%. And even in the current quarter, over the Q2 quarter, the margins are up by about 20%, which means that, you know, if the prices continue to remain the way they are, the current quarter packaging films business, at least on the PET side, will also be better in this quarter, even over the Q2, which on an industry-wide basis has already seen about 200% plus, the gross margin increase. The BOPP industry also, the gross margin increased by about 36% in Q2 over Q1. But unfortunately, we've seen some price correction in that market, and in the current quarter that is going on, we are down to almost at the Q1 level. So, you know, so whatever we achieved in Q2, if we talk at the current levels, all those gains have been given away. On an industry-wide basis, again, the BOPET exports from India in the quarter reduced by about 10% in Q2 over Q1, largely because, you know, the prices were good, domestic prices were good in this quarter. And even for BOPP, they were down 5% Q2 versus Q1, again, largely because of the higher domestic prices, the exports contracted a bit. For UFLEX India in Q2, the volume growth in the PET business has been about 14-odd%. And while the overall packaging films volume growth we've seen about 10.8%, but for the PET, where we have a dominant capacity and BOPP capacity, our BOPP capacity is rather, not too high. So we witnessed about 14% volume increase in Q2. Having said that, all the good things, the flexible packaging margins in this quarter were impacted, and as usually happens, when the packaging films prices go up so steeply, there is always a lag effect in the packaging, flexible packaging margins, because their prices are fixed for the last, indexes which are pertaining to the previous month or quarter. And, when those prices, when the raw material prices increase, so during that quarter or that month, you don't get such increases, but, those increases come your way in the next one for the next quarter, as per the terms with the customer. So we've seen a contraction in margins in that, given that we had a steep increase in the packaging films prices, and that's what, sort of kept the margins, brought the margins down a bit, both on a consolidated level as well as on a standalone level in this quarter. The exceptional items, the currency devaluation in Nigeria, Mexico, Egypt continue to affect emanate out of those translation losses. As I had explained earlier also, in Nigeria we do business in Naira, in Mexico in pesos, and Egypt in Egyptian pound. And when the business which is transacted in the local currencies has to be converted into the reporting currency, which is INR, and there are devaluations of that currency vis-a-vis INR, so you will always have a situation where you will have those translation losses, which are exceptional in nature. We've been seeing Nigeria and Egypt and Mexico, all currencies are devaluing continuously, at least in the last two fiscal years. And even in this quarter, we've seen a currency loss of 79 crores in Nigeria, which was 99 crores in Q1. And in Mexico, we've seen a 14 crore loss, which was 51 crore in Q1. And in Egypt, the loss is zero, which was 31 crores in Q1. So while the losses have come down from a level of 180 crore in Q1 to about 92-93 crores in Q2, but they still continue to appear on the P&L side. Ignoring these exceptional losses and ignoring some of the M2M of the currency swaps that we have, the normalized EBITDA for this quarter is 438 crore versus 408 crore in Q2 of FY24. Standalone EBITDA is up at 215 crore this quarter versus 168 crore in Q2 of the same period last year. And again, that is because, the packaging films business has seen a much higher prices and margins in the current financial year, in the current quarter. And but having said that, there is an impact of the packaging, flexible packaging margin contraction because of the reasons I just explained. And the India business stands at an EBITDA of 215 crore versus 168 crores in Q2. The overseas business EBITDA is 223 crore this quarter versus 240 crores in the Q1. This has been impacted a little because of the higher energy costs in Hungary business in the Q2, which are now normalized in the current quarter. Our gross debt as on 30th September and net debt is at about 5,800 odd crores. We versus March position was about 5,600 odd crores. So we've seen a net debt increase of only 200 crores in this current system. And, you know, there are a few projects which are under pipeline. And we are seeing completion happening in PET chips plant, which we are expecting will come in H2. Expected the timeline is between January to March. And you know, this will be a game changer for our offshore business, given that almost you know, while this will take care of our requirements of the PET chips in our Egypt business, but this will also cater to our European operations, our Nigeria operations, as well as our operations in the UAE. So all of them will become fully self-sufficient in terms of their raw material requirements. And still we have certain surpluses over there, which we can, depending on the dynamics of the freights and all that, which we can export to our Mexico or US region. So that, on a long-term basis, will take away the fluctuations in the quality and in the pricing of a key raw material for the pet industry, and will augurs well for the overall business in the years to come. This apart, we've announced expansion of new greenfield capacity in Egypt for our aseptic business, as we think that aseptic business in India has now has been operating at more than 100% capacity for the last few years, and we see tremendous increase in growth, tremendous increase in exports in that business as well. And today, if we say that, you know, we are looking at about 35 to 40% exports coming in India from India's aseptic packaging business, by exporting the aseptic packaging to the other world markets. But you know, having tasted that success in that business, I've been saying over the last few calls that business looks very exciting, and it's the time to take it to the global market. So we chose Egypt, especially because we know we are already there. It's quite a substantial business site for us. The cost parameters in Egypt is a business, power, energy costs are quite akin to what you have in India. And it has an advantage that of a treaty advantage, and you, especially when you're looking at exporting to the Europe market, I think you have that advantage of nil duty when you export from Egypt into Europe. But apart from the Egypt and so Egypt also consumes today close to about 5 billion packs a year, which it all imports. So that's the natural market. We are looking at the markets in Africa, which we are currently serving, the Middle East also. But at some point in time, we know that, you know, we have been exporting to our international customers, and at times we've seen in season that because of that sometimes we are not able to meet the local demand. So the local demand has always been a priority. It's only that during the lean period, which starts actually after 15th of August and goes up till end of December, in the India, especially, you know, when the winter season sets in, the requirement goes down, and we've been trying to fill our plant with export orders during this time. But you know, you can't really pick and choose of a timing. So your customer would always need the product throughout the year. So while the seasonality may be there for India, but for the world markets, it will be a different seasonality. So we thought that, you know, Egypt is a good venue where we could set up this. It has a large market of its own, doesn't have any facility. There's no producer currently, so that market plus the European market will come very handy. And since a lot of customers whom we are exporting, we are already pre-qualified, so the time taken for the customer qualifications for this time around will be much less as compared to what we witnessed in the full synthesis facility at Sanan. I think just to give you a number that, you know, the PET chip facility in Egypt, when it is fully operating at a full capacity utilization, will also boost our EBITDA by about, if we are expecting normalized EBITDA of 2,000 crores, it should boost our EBITDA by another 5% order or so. And, you know, the aseptic packaging Egypt on a full capacity utilization will also give us a 20% higher EBITDA over our current level of operations. If we talk about H1 also at the same time, you know, H1, if you see the EBITDA has grown up by about 24% if we compare H1 of last fiscal versus H1 of this fiscal. And again, it's all driven, largely driven by the packaging sales volume, which is up at about 13.8% on a year-on-year basis. And aseptic packaging sales volume up by about 10%, YOY. Just one second. That position, you know, more or less I have already said. So the consolidated EBITDA for H1 is 903 crores versus it's gone up by about 23.9% this H1 over the last fiscal H1. And again, driven by the packaging claims of 13.8% and a septic of close to about 10%. And the standalone EBITDA for H1 stands at 429 crore, which is up close to about 21% over the same period of last year. So if we see H1 FY25 versus H1 FY24, you will see a much better performance both on the packaging film size, aseptic packaging, continues to, grow from, every sequential quarter basis. And now with the new capacity in India coming on scene as well as international capacity coming on scene in FY26, I think that's one business which has been contributing higher EBITDA margins, and we look forward to replicate that success of the aseptic India in the overseas markets as well. That's been basically, the summary for the finance performance for the Q2 as well as H1. We are now open to any Q&A that you may like to ask us. Some of the details which are not available instantly, we'll note down and try to get back to you as soon as possible, because, sometimes some of the details which are very, you guys keep on looking at the numbers day in and day out. But we'll try to answer them as best as possible, failing which, we'll be happy to come back with you certain numbers, what you may be looking forward to. And certain numbers which we can't share also, we'll also tell you first. Thank you for everything.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aman Kumar Santhalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah. Sir, my question is that in the last con call, you have said a lot about the recycling business. So this time, I think you have not given the utilization level of recycling business because you have set up few plants overseas and few plants in India. And nothing is talked much about the recycling in your this opening remark. So whether now we are not that much optimistic about the recycling business going forward?
No, no. We are very much optimistic about the recycling business. But, you know, some of the EPR guidelines in Europe and in India are coming. Like I'm told, Europe, the new EPR guidelines which mandates the recycling comes into play from 1st of January and India from 1st of April or 1st of June. So there was nothing, while the facilities are there, they are running also as well. But, you know, what we've been saying is the real momentum comes only when you look at, you know, when the laws are enacted and, you know, people are forced to, you know, spend extra money in terms of, you know, complying with those requirements. So that is why, you know, while we remain upbeat about that business, and that's we see that over the next few years that will also become a very formidable business for us. And but this quarter, we've given some certain numbers in the presentation what we have achieved. If you want, I can talk about those numbers, but I think those presentations are with you and you can, you know, look at in detail. Where we've given PCR, MLP, and all that, what we have achieved in terms of the whole production in this quarter. But very much that remain a major theme for next few years, aided, of course, by the legislation changes in the world markets and India where we operate in. Now, in India also, frankly, there have been a few times the government has postponed the compliances and all that. So, you know, because not everybody is ready for it, and you know, ultimately in this industry, when it's relating to the food packaging, you can't take chances with that. So, if the whole industry sometimes is not prepared. If we are prepared, our preparedness is much ahead of them, still that does not count, and the government may take a view that, you know, we need to postpone it by another quarter or 6 months and all that. But, you know, having said that, this will all come of, you know, regulation only. We are ready to, you know, sort of.
Sir, right now we are exporting around 40% of our aseptic packaging capacity. 35 to 40%.
हाँ, देखिए उसमें क्या होता है कि सीजन जब इंडिया में होता है ना, तो एक्सपोर्ट्स हम लोग कम कर लेते हैं. But otherwise, generally you can take about for the year as a whole about 35 odd%.
35 से 40% सर. लेकिन सर अगर हम लोग वी आर एक्सपेंडिंग आवर कैपेसिटी बाई 5 बिलियन पैक, तो और हम लोग जो इजिप्ट में प्लांट लगा रहे हैं, वो इजिप्ट का प्लांट विल टेक केयर ऑफ द मार्केट विच वी आर एक्सपोर्टिंग. सो डेफिनेटली एक तो इंडिया में राइट नाउ 7 बिलियन में वो 40% ऐड हो जाएगा, एंड अगेन 50% वी आर इंक्रीजिंग द कैपेसिटी 5 बिलियन पैक. ये माल कहाँ बेचेंगे हम लोग इंडिया के अंदर में, कहाँ कौन सा सेक्टर में, बिकॉज एफएमसीजी सेक्टर इस में उतना बड़ा ग्रोथ दिख नहीं रहा है, तो ये कहाँ जाएगा ये इतना बड़ा?
कोई भी लगेगा ना तो उसमें टाइम लगेगा ही लगेगा, एक डे वन से हमेशा नहीं चीजें हो जाती। जब हमने पहले 3.5 बिलियन पैक्स का प्लान चलाया था, वी टुक अबाउट 3 इयर्स टू कम अप टू अ डिसेंट नंबर इन दैट। जो नेक्स्ट 3.5 बिलियन लगाया था, दैट वाज सोल्ड आउट ऑन डे वन इटसेल्फ। दिस नाउ व्हेन वी आर एक्सपेंडिंग टू अबाउट 12 billion packs, we are expecting about 80-85% capacity utilization level in the Q1, and obviously Q2 will be a better capacity utilization number. Now the next plant we are going to achieve in FY26 and beyond. Now, you know, you will have to make a big thing here also. But the markets are so huge. Look at when we started in India, we already had Tetra Pak in India, who was already manufacturing. Now Egypt, which is consuming about 5 billion packs a year, has no Tetra Pak over there. So the Egypt is all importing its requirements, so that's the market which comes to you very naturally. And then when we look at exporting to Egypt, to Europe from there, you have an advantage from this thing. While your question is right in terms of, and we may not have all the answers on the day one issue, but we feel that, you know, we will be able to replicate our India success in this business in Egypt very, very successfully and much earlier than what we achieved in our India business. We very, very upbeat on that capacity. See, India, we already suffered for a couple of years because we didn't have the capacity to cater to our domestic as well as our offshore customers. But with this enablement, if we have to swing capacities between India or Egypt plant serving a few offshore territory, I think he can always swing that. He can look to garner a larger market share in India. And if we all believe that next 5 years, when you become a $5 or $7 trillion economy, the multiplier impact of that on the consumption economy is going to be 10x of that GDP multiplier. So you have to set up capacities, you have to look at expanding in a market which is growing and which is giving you a healthy EBITDA margin as well. We've seen packaging films business segment, what kind of EBITDA margin it is, what kind of cyclicality it has gone in the last few years. A few good years were COVID years and all that, and thereafter, except for Q1 and Q2, you've seen a single digit EBITDA margins from industry, you know, as a whole. So clearly, there are requirements. We clearly contacted by more customers as to can you give us more. And we know our bottlenecks now. We can't give more than what we are currently doing. So we had to set up this
industry. The liquor industry will be the biggest game changer, because still there are few states where the Tetra Pak is not, this effective packaging is not allowed in the liquor industry. So if they allow that, I think it will be a big market for us.
Yeah, agar. देखिए लिकर में तो संतालिया जी, अभी मेरा हिसाब से 3 स्टेट्स होंगी सिर्फ जहाँ पे अलाउड है। इन ऑल द स्टेट्स इन इंडिया वर टू अलाउ दिस टू टेक केयर ऑफ द स्पूरियस लिकर इश्यूज, आई थिंक यू नो फ्रॉम द करंट कैपेसिटी वी विल नीड एटलीस्ट 3x ऑफ द कैपेसिटी इन इंडिया ओनली टू कैटर टू दैट मार्केट। बट हैविंग that market is there only in India, because only in, and we'll obviously try to look at Africa also,
बट बिकॉज इंडिया में क्योंकि इलिसिट लिकर का मार्केट बहुत बड़ा है, बिहार एंड ऑल दीज प्लेसेस, और यू नो यू हैव अ लॉट ऑफ स्पूरियस लिकर बीइंग पैक्ड एंड सोल्ड एंड ऑल दैट. सो आई थिंक ओवर द पीरियड यू विल फाइंड दैट मेनी स्टेट्स विल अलाउ लिकर टू बी पैक्ड इन असेप्टिक. And the customer also knows that, you know, this is one packaging, मतलब जिसमें आपको स्पूरियस नहीं मिलेगा. Like I tell you, when I buy ghee for my own home, no, I buy only tetra pack ghee, मतलब aseptic packaging ghee, because that is the only one which is pure. बाकी आप प्लास्टिक के डब्बे में ले लो, आप पॉली पैक में ले लो, किसी में भी ले लो, your chances of going wrong are at least 99x of the other factor, in the other factors.
Okay, sir. Sir, one more question. Ye jo hungry
Mr. Aman, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions as there are several other participants waiting for their turn.
Okay, no issue.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, currently हमारे Voped Films में margins क्या हैं? ये last quarter में exit क्या किया हमने और अभी क्या trend कर रहे हैं?
Sir, मैंने ना I refrained from giving margins, and that is why I said if I see Q1, Q2 में there has been a 200% rise in the margins, gross margin. And from Q2 versus current quarter also, there is a 20% increase in the margin. But, you know, margin is a very blending which is on producer to producer.
Sir, your voice is cracking, sir.
Hello.
Sir.
I'm saying I refrained from giving an absolute number of the margins, and I gave the margin in percentages. So, as I said, Q2 may there has been more than 200% increase in the BOPET margin and 35 to 40% increase in the BOPP films margin. Current quarter also, there is a BOPET continues to be strong, and over Q2, there is a 20% growth in the margins in that business, but in the BOPP industry, the margins are today in this quarter are the same as what were there in Q1.
Right. And sir, what are the dynamics for the BOPET film industry currently that are favoring sustainable and increase in margins Q1Q also? And how do you see, aap kaisa dekhte hain sir, is trend ko H2 ke liye?
So I'm quite confident that H2 margins in the BOPET industry will remain at reasonable levels. Frankly, I feel that the BOPET margins currently what are prevailing, there may be a little scope for them to be better. And it's a dynamic situation because the BOPET exports have gone down by 10% in this quarter versus the Q1. So with the more product availability in the domestic market, the markets may take cut in the margins again. Then again, exports will rise, and then you know this phenomenon will continue. But the current margins, I think the BOPP margin should be better than what they are. And hopefully in H2, those margins will be at a Q2 level, which will be great for the industry. Having said that, the demand supply equilibrium in the PET versus BOPP, BOPP it is better, but still the BOPP prices are lower because PET में अभी काफी लोग export बहुत कर रहे हैं पिछले एक साल से. So PET exports have really jumped from India, which means that the capacity available to cater to the local market is lesser, and that's why the prices have firmed up.
नहीं सर, जिसे BOPET में जो आप export का trend बता रहे हैं, that means कि ग्लोबली हम कम्पिटेटिव हैं और ग्लोबली कैपेसिटी नहीं है इसको मीट करने के लिए, इसीलिए हम एक्सपोर्ट कर रहे हैं?
तो एक्सपोर्ट अपॉर्चुनिटी इज ऑलवेज देयर बिकॉज इंडिया इज अ मच चीपर कॉस्ट ज्यूरिसडिक्शन एज कम्पेयर टू यू नो द यूरोप और द अमेरिका. And India had an overcapacity, so everybody resorted to exporting the product from India and, you know, utilizing their capacity, with the result that when that extra capacity from India got absorbed in the overseas market, the margins in India improved, which means that the overseas market remained under because of the large export from India. Otherwise, the packaging films margins in the Europe and America would also have been much higher had India not exported so much of volumes into Europe and America.
Small question and then I join the queue, sir. So, abhi globally, Wopet ki utilization level X of India kya hai? Mane agar aap geography wise bata sakein. और अभी हमारी कंट्री में जो आपने एक्सपोर्ट की अपॉर्चुनिटी और जो डिमांड सिनेरियो बताया है उसके हिसाब से एज एन इंडस्ट्री यूटिलाइजेशन लेवल क्या होगी मेजर प्लेयर्स की?
तो इंडस्ट्री में जो पैट के और बीओपीटी के मार्जिन हैं, सॉरी कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन है इन इंडिया, वो हमने अपने इंडिया के और ऑफशोर बिजनेसेस के सारे उसमें प्रेजेंटेशन में दे रखे हैं. सो विच विल गिव यू इन द मार्केट्स वी ऑपरेट इन व्हाट आर द लेवल्स कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन लेवल्स इन दोज मार्केट्स. एंड ऑब्वियसली वी सी दैट यू नो देयर इज इन द पास्ट वी हैव अचीव अ मच हायर पीक्स इन दोज मार्केट्स एंड सो विच मीन्स that today that is being serviced from India at a cheaper cost as compared to what is being produced in those markets, us or other players. In overseas markets, there was not an irrational capacity addition what we witnessed in India, and that's where, you know, somewhere the equilibrium, the all the producers from India are trying to maintain the demand supply equilibrium in India by exporting the so if you see the slide 9 of our presentation, you will find all the answers as to at what capacity utilization levels are all plants are operating. Poland and Hungary facility, Poland especially, which is the PET, we have a capacity utilization currently of last quarter of about 68%, which was in Q1 at about 78%. But in the past, we have achieved, almost 100% capacity utilization in that facility itself. USA is more than 100%, so we are doing perfectly well over there. If you see Mexico, we are doing about 85%, but that is not because of any other thing. That is because, you know, the plant has some technical issues which are being looked into. In terms of demand of the product in the Americas market, I had explained on this call last time also that our combined capacity in Mexico and USA is about 8,000 tons a month, while we've been now selling for this fiscal at least at the rate of about 10,000 tons a month, which means that we are importing the product in those markets from other jurisdictions, especially Nigeria as well as India.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the explanation, sir. I'll go through the slide once again and we'll again follow up. Definitely. So only concluding part was to Mr. Pal, as he also alluded earlier, that the management is taking all steps to create that value for shareholding community, wherein we investors are, it is very difficult for investing community to value the company because of various geographies, the type of businesses and the various subsidiaries there and the exchange complications also. So क्या स्टेप्स सर मैनेजमेंट ले रही है या एनुअल में हम एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं जिससे राइट वैल्यू सर इन्वेस्टर्स को मिले हमारी कंपनी की?
तो आई थिंक द बेस्ट वे अकॉर्डिंग टू मी इज टू यू नो सेपरेट योर कमोडिटी बिजनेस फ्रॉम वैल्यू एडेड बिजनेस from you know your packaging business would command a different multiple as compared to your packaging films business, your aseptic business, your chemicals business will command a different premium, and that's also a very substantial business for us. So you know, restructuring may be one way to unlock that value, which is quite common in the corporates, that you know you separate your businesses into separate companies so that you know each business is much more visible. The second is that you know we have now been presenting to you our turnovers, our volumes from each of these businesses, the kind of margins we have in each one of these businesses. So I think before, I will suggest to all the investors who are on the call to look at, these details with much more insight and see that, you know, what is the value. I think the management idea is that, you know, when the businesses have achieved a substantial size, and they need to be operated as a separate entity. Only then we should look at the restructuring aspects of them. But as when they are too much interdependent on each other and all that, then, you know, creating... So today, yes, we have the separate SBUs. But creating those, transferring those SBUs to separate companies will only emerge at a stage where, you know, the interdependence of the businesses are much lesser, and, typically flexible packaging and packaging films business, which has packaging films as its raw material. I think those linkages will have to come down pretty, sort of drastically. Again, some of the other initiatives which we had taken earlier, and I shared with you that listing our offshore subsidiary in Dubai, in NYSE, and so some of those initiatives, again, we will, and the markets have not been there for the last couple of years for those initiatives to be implemented. But we'll surely implement those, that is low-hanging fruit, that, you know, if you can list your offshore subsidiary, and when we were talking to our bankers on that, the valuations being offered by them were much more than the India valuation. So obviously the India valuations would have got adjusted looking at the offshore business valuations. So we'll do that, be cognizant of that fact, including carving out each one of the business, but let first be of a substantial size. And as a first step, we can look to list our offshore subsidiary to increase the shareholders' value.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I'll join with you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants present in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Yash Dedhia from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible. You are.
Sir, about the U.S. business, I wanted to know, after the recent political change in the U.S., how do we foresee the market developing over there for us?
You're talking about the U.S. markets or?
U.S. markets, sir.
So we are very upbeat about U.S. markets. With with all the focus of the new government, as we hear from the media and all that, that U.S. should get back to its core manufacturing also and stop importing the products from China and other jurisdictions. So I think we currently also we are doing very well in the America market. As I said, that we already have product deficit over there. So we'll surely look at more revenues coming from those markets, and if there's a need to grow in those markets as well, we'll take those decisions at an appropriate time. I had said in the last call also that, you know, this 2,000-2,500 ton deficit, the U.S. markets, which in the Americas, of course, not only U.S., in the Americas market, cannot be left like that over a very long period of time. So on at an appropriate stage, we would love to ensure that, you know, this deficit is met by way of producing these products in the local markets only. But today, because there is a surplus capacity in India and we are optimizing our overall company's plant utilizations, feeding the products to those markets. But, you know, on an overall basis, that's the second largest market globally after Europe, Americas. And so we are, you know, whether Trump or somebody else, I think one thing is certain that U.S., given its dominant position in terms of consumption, will remain so. And that augurs well for every business, including us.
Yes, sir. Understood. And sir, overseas, sir, the prices of MOPET and BOPP in overseas market, how are they shaping up?
As I had said, that, you know, there is a competition from cheaper imports into U.S. from India. So the prices are under check. But as, you know, the India market will start to, ease in terms of its demand-supply situations, the market will be, the prices will be better. Given the fact that we are already operating at more than 100% capacity in those markets currently, despite the margin pressure, the prices pressure being there, you know, that itself speaks volumes that, you know, we are competitive in the markets. And obviously, as a U.S. manufacturer, over the, the product coming from India, you definitely get a premium over there. But to the extent of the current premiums, no. I think there is a scope for them to improve. And it will improve over the next 6 months to a year's time or so. Because India market growth being at about 10 to 12%, that itself will mean that, your propensity to export will keep on reducing.
Reduce. Yeah. Understood, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Fund. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I wanted to ask you regarding the CAPEX. So in Q2, it's mentioned that you have incurred total CAPEX of 348.8 crores and there is a breakup given. So it's mentioned that 122.4 crores is spent towards miscellaneous and maintenance activities. So if I remember correctly, I think 100 to 150 crores per year used to be our maintenance CAPEX every year. So was there any one-off during the quarter? And for the full year, what is the total CapEx guidance? And if you can provide the split between growth and maintenance.
So I think as of now, what we have on the CapEx side is already disclosed to you that what we spent on each one of those projects. So the two projects out of those four, actually three out of those four, which are being completed in the current financial year itself. So there is about $18 million to be spent on our Egypt PET facility project. There is about $1-2 million to be spent on our project for the CPP facility in Mexico. And then in Sanand, also, I think maybe another 50-odd crores would be remaining to be spent in terms of the existing projects which we are completing this year. Then there is this $126 million which we have to spend on the aseptic packaging, in which will happen largely in FY26. So if you see the growth in the debt from March to September, there's been to the tune of about 200 crores, while we have spent in H1 CapEx of how much we spent on H1 CapEx?
349.
No, H1.
H1.
Just one minute. I'll give you a second.
Yeah.
629 crores in total H1 CapEx. So I think, as I had said earlier also, our existing commitment amortization is about 1,000 crores a year, which we are doing, and new CapEx is being done. New debt is being taken for that. But in the absence of any large ticket CapEx, including this one, so a large part of this $18 million plus $2 million plus 50 crores in Sanand is coming to an end in this year. So the next year, when we get into, I think there'll be not more than $80 million of the CapEx what you need to carry to the next financial year. Is that okay?
Yeah, got it. So basically, 1,000 crores per year for this year and next year based on the ongoing projects.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
And so out of this, how much would be the maintenance CapEx? What is the maintenance CapEx?
Maintenance CapEx could be about 200-odd crores.
200-odd crores. Okay. So on an annual basis, it will still be around 200-odd crores. Because I asked you because in Q2, the number seemed very high.
So 200 से 250 ले सकते हैं उसको कई बार. So some of the CapEx, which is not incremental, like adding some of the balancing machines and all that also, forms part of the maintenance CapEx only.
Okay. Okay. So secondly, what I wanted to know from you is regarding the overseas business. So if you look at the spreads in overseas, as in if you look at the EBITDA margins, then there is no improvement on a QOQ basis. Now, if you look at the Indian data, then clearly the industry spreads and prices have gone up significantly on a sequential basis. So you said that in overseas, it is because of the dumping mainly coming from India. Did I get that right?
Yeah. So as I said, overseas margins could be better, but because currently there is Indian exporters are exporting a lot to Europe as well as America, so their prices are under a sort of check.
So is that the Q2 trend is continuing even in the current quarter, or you have seen some increase in the prices in your overseas operations?
Q3 also, we are more or less at the same numbers.
So despite this, do you believe that we'll be able to do that 2,000 crores plus EBITDA that you guided for the full year, or there will be some change in this?
No, I think so. We will get that, because that number was, we were predicating that number on the basis of our Mexico CPP line coming into play, our PET chips in Egypt coming into play in November earlier, but now it has been delayed a bit, and our incremental Sanand capacity coming into play, for which, as I said, that, you know, on a Q&Q basis, in Q4, we'll be 20% higher, you know, sales volume in that. So existing business, plus, as I said, Q2, Q3 mein abhi, BOPET margins are 20% higher over Q1, Q2, and the lag impact of what we had in Q2 for the packaging business, that will also be gone by. We'll have higher capacity available for the Sanand for Q4. The PET chip capacity will come into play, which will give you the savings, which will may not give you a very large turnover unless you want to sell outside, but it will give you a saving in terms of your raw material costs. So 2,000 crores is pretty much in sight.
Got it. Okay.
But agar aap, normal dekh lo, to hum log kareeb 1800 crore to is run rate pe kar hi lenge na. Agar H1 ka run rate agar hum le le, to normalize a beta 1800 crore to bhi ki raha hai.
Correct. Got it. That's what be it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Markets Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a minute. Let me get off the speaker just a minute. Yeah. Is there any other CapEx planned other than the last one that you had announced for the aseptic packaging at Egypt? Will there be anything more? Because we see that newer and newer capex come up unexpectedly, I guess. So is there at least a temporary pause after that?
Mr. Kaushik, sorry to interrupt you, but your voice isn't clear. I request you to please repeat your question.
Yeah. The last capex you have announced is for the for the expansion of aseptic packaging at in Egypt. Is there any other capex that is on the table?
No, sir. As of now, there is nothing which is on the table, which is approved by the board and announced by us. Having said that, you know, as I said earlier as well, that, you know, in the U.S. market, there is a clear gap today between what we sell and what we produce. So as and when the management may take a view that, you know, we need to have, because, you know, that gap, which is 2,000 to 2,500 tons today, in 2 years' time, we expect that gap may be 3,000, 3,500 odd tons. So you will have to take a call in terms of, you know, producing it locally. So that is one area where I see that, you know, as and when there's a management and the board call to take that, that we need to produce this locally rather than, you know, importing it from other jurisdictions. That is one thing which I find that, you know, is a low-hanging fruit. Other than that, I really don't think so. But having said that, we keep on looking at opportunities in terms of, you know, where we can get a good project in the existing lines of business and all that. But I don't think so there is any other than that possible in the packaging film. So there are three businesses only. You know, the packaging films, the packaging, flexible packaging, and aseptic packaging. The packaging films business as of now, except for this gap in America, looks pretty full. There are scope for improving the existing capacity utilizations in Europe, in Nigeria, in Dubai, in Egypt. So the focus is on that because there is a capacity, existing capacity available, which you will always give the first priority to use that to the help. The next one is aseptic, where we are already announced, so the total capacity is going to be about 24 billion packs, of which currently we be selling about from India in Q4 at a run rate of about 10 billion packs. So FY26, we'll see as to what extent we can utilize that capacity from there, but clearly, having shown the intent to increase that capacity from 12 to 24 billion packs, there is work to be done over the next few years in terms of absorbing and utilizing that capacity. Then our third large SBU is flexible packaging, in which where we don't have any international plans at all, as I've said many more times. And currently, we don't have any other plans to expand in India also in that.
Okay. And can we expect an EBITDA margin of 13-14% in the second half?
EBITDA margins for Q2, I think we are targeting about 13% between 13-13.5%.
For Q3.
No, I'm talking about H2.
Okay, H2, yes.
So we are targeting 13-13.5%. Let's see.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Marcel, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Bhatia Sahab, I have made some analysis on the finance cost and the exchange losses. So this is a very important person for the financial health of our organization. See, this since you are operating in some hyperinflation economy like Mexico and Nigeria, especially Nigeria, wherein the economy of the country is also going to be worse because of the oil prices dent from $85 per barrel to now $72. So, like, you know, you can see that in the Q1 of finance 25, the Naira has divided by 17.5%, and in Q2 divided by 9%, and again till now divided by 2%. So, totally 28% devalued. In Mexico, in Q1 divided by 10.6%, in Q2 7.3%, and now 4%, only 22% devalued. Okay. So, what I can see that in the last 1.5 years, we have lost about more than 1,250. We have lost about almost 1,100 crore rupees. We lost only in the exchange losses. So what our management is doing to contain these losses? Otherwise, on the one end, EBITDA looks very fine, but that entire EBITDA is eaten by the finance cost and the exchange losses. This is number one. So how to mitigate these losses of exchange losses, number one. And since these two, even Egypt is also passing through some trouble, but their exchange rate is a little bit stabilized. So more concern is in Mexico and Nigeria, and you are further expanding in Mexico. So how these losses will be contained? Because it can be contained only by having high margin from their product, or from Saudi Arabia, number one. Number two, in the finance cost, again, we are spending how much? We already spent about 900 crore rupees we spent in the last 1.5 years. So our entire profit is gone away, and we are now having net debt of 5,900 crore rupees. So our worth is only one packaging company which is having such a high net debt. So there is very urgent need to inject the funds. And nowadays, for example, every company is launching QIP. So why don't our management seriously consider to have either preferential allotment or QIP launch so that some 2,000-4,000 crore rupees is injected in the company, and the company should be made, you know, relatively half debt should be released so that the finance cost can come down, and otherwise whatever share premium we have, it is being eaten by the finance cost, and on the top, these excess losses. And these excess losses are not going to be reduced in the near future because of the because of the economic situation, especially of the Mexico and then Nigeria. Please.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for this extensive question. Must compliment you ki aapne bahut detail mein study kiya hai in terms of the losses of the currency and all that. But sir, I'll only ask you one thing. You know, when you are in India, तो आपके पास जो आपके पर्सनल पैसे हैं वो आप रुपी में काउंट करते हो या डॉलर में?
रुपीज में.
रुपी में ना. तो आपको अगर मेरे को ये मैं आपसे पूछूं कि आपके पास डॉलर में कितने रुपए हैं तो आप हमेशा कम बताओगे ना. हर साल का जब 72-70 का रुपया था तो आप कम. तो अभी आपसे मैं पूछूं कि आपके पास उतने पैसे डॉलर में हैं और दो साल बाद चूंकि डॉलर में आपके पैसे कम क्यों हो गए, उससे आपकी जेब में रुपए में तो कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ा ना सर?
नहीं सर, इसमें फर्क पड़ा है बिकॉज रुपया जो अपना डिवेल्यू हो रहा है, इट इज डिवेल्यू बाई 3-4% पर ईयर, नॉट लाइक पाकिस्तान रुपी विच इज डिवेल्यू बाई 40%. आई एम टॉकिंग ऑफ द सिचुएशन विच इज एक्सेप्शनल सिचुएशन अमर्जिंग फॉर अ कंपनी इन मेक्सिको और टू डिवेल्यूशन हाल में रिसेंटली लास्ट वन ईयर में हो गया इसका इजिप्ट का एंड प्लस दिस नाइजीरिया. नाइजीरिया तो अभी मैंने चेक किया एक्सचेंज रेट नाउ 1669 विच इज लाइक इन द इन द इन द ऑन 31 मार्च इट वाज ओनली 1306 अगेंस्ट $1. तो व्हाट आई एम सेइंग हमारे पैसे तो वहां पर लूट रहा है सर. हमारे पैसे तो वहां पर जा रहा है ना. मतलब सीजन देख लीजिए आप उसको बिकॉज यदि सपोज ये लॉस नहीं होता तो हमारे पास ज्यादा होता.
अच्छा मैं आपको समझाता हूँ. अभी अगर आप नाइजीरियन सिटीजन हैं और आपके पास 1 मिलियन नायरा है तो आप अपनी वेल्थ लोगों को नायरा में बताते हो या डॉलर में बताते हो?
डॉलर में. Because like my friend has been in the CIS country before, so I know that like wherever there is hyperinflation economy, even the local citizen whenever they get salary, they immediately convert to dollar. तो हमारे यहाँ पर रुपी स्टेबल है तो हमको यहाँ पर रुपी से रुपी चलता है. बट जो वो कंट्री है उनको डॉलर देखना पड़ता है उनको.
तो सर जब हमारे
लोकल एजेंसी वहाँ पर वैल्यू नहीं. तो सर पॉइंट ये है कि देखिए मतलब देखिए आप जो बोलना चाह रहे हैं सर लाइक आई विल नेवर एग्री टू द पॉइंट कि हमारी तो संपत्ति खत्म हो गई ना. हम इस कंपनी का मालिक इंडियन शेयर होल्डर है, उनकी तो वैल्यू खत्म हो गई. या इन टर्म्स ऑफ रुपी तो
मार्शल मे आई रिक्वेस्ट यू टू प्लीज आस्क योर क्वेश्चन ऑफलाइन. We need to move on to the next participant.
This is a very important question. This is the most important question, ma'am. Like so far, anybody has asked a question. And so, Bhatia sir, my question is that like if the company makes some QIP, at least the finance cost can be released at least to some extent or to 50%.
Sir, you are very right there. हमने आपको बताया भी था पहले कि हमने पहले कोशिश करी थी, but उसमें क्योंकि ये सारा फॉरेक्स मार्केट्स में इंटरेस्ट रेट बढ़ गए, सारा मार्केट इक्विटी का आईपीओ के लिए खराब हो गया. हमने तो वी वर रेडी टू फाइल आर प्रोस्पेक्टस विद एनवाईएफटी, बट लास्ट मिनट पे हमारे एडवाइजर्स ने बताया अभी कोई फायदा नहीं है करने का, वी विल टेक इट अप एप्रोप्रिएटली. वो तो हमारे होराइजन में है ही करने का. इंडिया में
इंडिया में क्यूआईपी के लिए कम से कम आप 2,000 करोड़ का क्यूआईपी लेके आए, 50 करोड़ लेके आए, तो कम से कम अपना फाइनेंस कॉस्ट हमारा कम 2.5 करोड़ कम होगा सर. ये फाइनेंस कॉस्ट में हमारा इस साल को 700 करोड़ का लगने वाला है सर.
इंडिया में क्यूआईपी नहीं लाएंगे क्योंकि इंडिया इज नॉट गिविंग अस द राइट वैल्यू करेंसी. तो हमारा यही आइडिया था जब हम ओवरसीज इन्वेस्टर से बात करते थे, they were looking at enterprise valuation of 10 to 12x. India में सबको 4 से 5x मिलता है सर. तो अगर मैं 10-12x पे अपनी offshore कंपनी लिस्ट कर दूंगा तो इंडिया prices will obviously reflect those revised valuations. तो उसके बाद में इंडिया को consider कर सकते हैं आप.
सर आपका बोला ठीक है, बट मैं इसलिए बोल रहा हूँ क्योंकि अभी हमारी कोई भी सब्सिडी इस पॉलिसी में नहीं है. नाइदर मेक्सिको नोर नाइजीरिया, बिकॉज दे आर लॉसेस.
So like you cannot go for like in the next 2 years until the exchange rate stabilizes or जो आपका नाइजीरिया है वहां पर तो उनकी कंडीशन खराब हो रही है क्योंकि तेल का दाम जो $85 चल रहा था पर बैरल अब उस दाम $72 हो गया है तो बता नाइजीरिया इसलिए खराब इसलिए मेरी आपकी रिक्वेस्ट ये थी आपने बोले तो अच्छी बात है वो हम भी एग्री करते हैं बट दो सोल्यूशन आर नॉट अवेलेबल फॉर नेक्स्ट 2 ईयर सो एटलीस्ट इंडिया में कोई तरीके से फंडिंग करे या इसको चतुर्वेदी साहब को बोले वो अपने पैसा लगाए कुछ लगाए ताकि फाइनेंस कॉस्ट कम हो सके फाइनेंस कॉस्ट लास्ट ईयर थी 535 करोड़ इस साल होने वाली 700 करोड़ ऑलरेडी साल हो गई मेरा पॉइंट ये अदरवाइज कंपनी लॉसेज में जा रही है सर देखिए मतलब आज 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 पैकेजिंग कंपनी सब कंपनी कमा रही है सिवाय हमारी कंपनी के तो इसके लिए कुछ सर करिए नंबर वन नंबर टू हेजिंग वहां पे कैसे कर रहे हैं आप लोग नाइजीरिया में मेक्सिको ताकि हमारे कुछ एक्सपेंस होते हैं वो कुछ कम हो सके सर
देखिए नाइजीरिया इजिप्ट और ये जो इकोनॉमीज हैं उनमें जो डॉलर और फ्लक्चुएशन वर्सेस लोकल करेंसी हुआ है ये ना आपके हाथ में था ना हमारे हाथ में था दे आर इम्पोर्टेंट मार्केट फॉर अस वी आर ए लॉन्ग टर्म प्लेयर इन दिस इट्स द सेम सिचुएशन जब आप इक्विटी मार्केट में इन्वेस्ट करते हो और आपके पास 2013 वाला भी पीरियड आता है और आपके पास 2024 वाला भी पीरियड आता है तो 2013 में जो कमजोर दिल थे वो सब इक्विटी मार्केट से भाग गए थे सर और 2024 में अब जिसने इक्विटी मार्केट नहीं भी देखी थी वो भी इक्विटी मार्केट में इन्वेस्ट करने की बात करता है तो सर हमारा भी जो वहां पे बिजनेसेस हैं 2-3 साल हमें भी वहां पे टफ लगता है आंसर देना क्यों आप ऐसे कंट्री में काम कर रहे हो जहाँ पे इकोनॉमी जहाँ पे इतना डॉलर रुपी डॉलर लोकल करेंसी का डिवेल्युएशन हो रहा है एंड ऑल दैट बट सर ये सब ट्रांसलेशन लॉसेस है ये कोई रियल लॉसेस तो नहीं है अगर मेरे को नायरा की बैलेंस शीट से उसको रुपी में कन्वर्ट करना है और नायरा डेप्रिशिएट हो गया है रुपी के लिए तो मेरे को वो लॉसेज रिपोर्ट करने पड़ेंगे एज पर अकाउंटिंग स्टैंडर्ड बट वेन आई लुक एट माई लोकल बैलेंस शीट नायरा में मैं वहां पे बिजनेस करता हूँ वो बैलेंस शीट मेरी ठीक है सर उसमें कोई इश्यू नहीं है मेरे को
सर वी आर नॉट सिटीजन ऑफ नाइजीरिया सिटीजन ऑफ इंडिया सो वी नीड टू गेट अल्टीमेटली इनटू डॉलर सो सर मेरी आप रिक्वेस्ट चाहिए थी कुछ फंडिंग का इंतजाम किया जाए कंपनी में ताकि फाइनेंस कॉस्ट कम हो ये मेरा बेसिक पॉइंट नंबर वन नंबर टू हेजिंग को ऐसी कीजिए ताकि वहां पर जो इसका नाइजीरिया में मेक्सिको में जो एक्सचेंज लॉस हो रहे हैं वो लॉस कम से कम 40% कुछ कम हो बाय डूइंग सम बेटर हेजिंग डेरिवेटिव
सर वो डेरिवेटिव तब होते हैं जब आपका एक्सपोजर हो जब आपके पास में आपने नायरा में सेल करी 500 करोड़ रुपए की अब आपकी वहां बैलेंस शीट तो ठीक है अब आपको रिपोर्ट करनी है वो इंडिया करेंसी में तो तो जब करंट रेट ऑफ रुपी वर्सेस नायरा में करोगे तो वो रुपी में कम आएगा इसलिए वो प्रॉब्लम उसकी उसमें कोई एक्चुअल कोई कैश फ्लो या कोई इम्पैक्ट नहीं है सर दे आर नोशनल लॉसेज ओनली दे आर ओनली ट्रांसलेशन लॉसेज सर
तो सर वो कम तब हो सकता है कि जब हम उन कंट्री में जो फर्दर एक्सपेंशन कर रहे हैं उनकी मार्जिन ज्यादा हो उनके मान जाए तो हमारे पास ऊपर पर जाता आएगा तो ये वालों से बर्दाश्त होगा मेरा बोलने मतलब है आप ऊपर से ठीक कोई दिन वाइंड अप करेंगे वहां पर नाइजीरिया में तो हमको तो रुपए कम मिलेगा डॉलर कम मिलेगी वहां से सो दैट इज द रियल लॉस ऑफ व्हेन एवर वी डिस्पोज ऑफ द एंटिटी सो द पॉइंट आई एम ड्रॉइंग इज दैट इफ वी कैन इंक्रीज द मार्जिन और द ग्रोस प्रॉफिट फ्रॉम द प्रोडक्ट ऑफ नाइजीरिया मेक्सिको इजिप्ट देन एटलीस्ट हमारा ऊपर में जीपी ज्यादा आएगा तो हमारे नीचे एक्सपेंस लॉस आता है तो भी हमको बर्दाश्त हो कोई दिक्कत नहीं है सम एक्सपेंस मस्ट बी टेकन बिकॉज सर 1.5 साल से जो हमारी इतना भयंकर हमारा पैसा डूबा है इसके अंदर में यदि 1.5 साल और चला गया इसी तरह से तो खुदा ने कहा था फिर कंपनी की हालत बहुत नाजुक हो जाएगी सर मेरा बोलो बिकॉज अभी देखिए आप इंटरेस्ट आपका 550-700 करोड़ होने वाले साल एनुअली आई एम ओनली अलर्टिंग यू वेरी 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 सीरियस क्वेश्चन सर
ठीक है सर अभी मैं और कुछ नहीं बोलूंगा इस पे कंपनी की हालत बहुत अच्छी है बिल्कुल नाजुक वाली कोई भी आपका अच्छा है आप इस फील्ड में स्टडी करते हो
सर इतना पैसा इसमें जा रहा है फाइनेंस को इसलिए बोल रहा हूँ कि एटलीस्ट इफ द प्रमोटर कैन मेक सम प्रीफर्ड अलॉटमेंट और सम मनी इंजेक्टेड इन द कंपनी एटलीस्ट अवर फाइनेंस कॉस्ट विच इज द रियल आउटगो कैन बी रिड्यूस्ड
चलिए सर
ठीक
Thank you very much. A reminder to the participants to limit your questions to one per participant in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference. The next question is from the line of Aman Kumar Santhalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, we have developed some very high-value BOPP film in Hungary. So can you throw some light on this product and how it can scale up and what is the value addition in this product?
Sir, I think iske liye we will have to connect offline on this to give you more perspective, where I can take my technical people also. And, you know, but mota-mota endeavor ye hai ki abhi jab margins affected hain in sub territories mein, so you do more of the value-added films. वो वैल्यू एडेड फिल्म्स के लिए हम लोग कोटिंग लाइन मेक्सिको में भी लगाई हैं, हमने मशीन्स डाली हैं और हमने इजिप्ट में भी डाली हैं और हंगरी में भी वैल्यू एडेड फिल्म जितना हो सकता है वो करेंगे. वो कॉन्टिन्यूज एंडवर है, वो कोई एक बार का नहीं है. बट ये होता है जब मार्जिन थोड़ा सा इम्पैक्टेड हो तो उस टाइम आप इसको ज्यादा विग्रसली परस्यू करते हो. बट वी आर हैप्पी टू शेयर डिटेल्स विद
ऑन दिस ऑफलाइन. एंड सर, ये फ्लेक्सिबल बिजनेस में जैसे अभी राइट नाउ ये जितने भी एफएमसीजी कंपनी है दे आर नॉट डूइंग, देयर इज वर्चुअली वेरी लिटिल ग्रोथ इन द एफएमसीजी कंपनी. और ये हम लोग का फ्लेक्सिबल पैकेजिंग वाला बिजनेस है, ये कैसा दिख रहा आपको आगे मार्जिन वाइज एंड ग्रोथ वाइज?
सर, फ्लेक्सिबल पैकेजिंग जो हमारा बिजनेस है ना, में कोई अगर आप बोलो कि कोई बहुत ज्यादा हम लोग देख पा रहे हैं उसमें, वो नहीं है. दैट इज ए स्टेडी स्टेट बिजनेस फॉर अस, वेयर वी आर नीदर ग्रोइंग नॉर श्रिंकिंग. वी आर ओनली ट्राइंग टू इम्प्रूव आर प्रोडक्ट प्रोफाइल टू मोर ऑफ पाउचिंग, लेस ऑफ रोल फॉर्म, वेयर द मार्जिन्स आर हायर. सो वी आर नॉट, you know, you would have seen over the quarters the volumes in that business are closer to about 20,000 tons a quarter. So we don't have a surplus capacity, much surplus capacity, and we are not planning any further capacity to take that business forward. Having said that, उसमें exports में जहाँ पे पैसे ज्यादा मिलते हैं, margins ज्यादा मिलते हैं, orientation ये है कि exports में थोड़ा बढ़ावा दिया जाए, क्योंकि local market में बहुत cutthroat competition. Some of our large customers, I will not name them, when they work in India market and they work in the world market, their behavior things with respect to onboarding a vendor based on just the pricing is very much different. So these large customers will never onboard a vendor who is, you know, not a renowned name in the converting industry and all that. But somehow in India, their behavior is different. It's more price sensitive market, so that is why the competition in some of the products is much more. We looking to realign our portfolio in that business, both domestic and in the export market. You will not see much volume gains and all that over there. We are only saying कि उसमें value added product हम कर ले, export बढ़ा ले, ताकि उसके margin profile improve हो जाए. बट कोई capacity बढ़ाने का कोई विचार नहीं है उसमें.
सर, ये फिल्म के अंदर में वाई शुड वी आर नॉट फोकसिंग मोर ऑन वैल्यू एडिशन, क्योंकि ये कॉमोडिटी से अगर हम लोग वैल्यू एडेड फिल्म की तरफ जाएं तो आई थिंक हम लोग के मार्जिन आगे बढ़ेंगे और ये जो साइक्लिकल नेचर है उसमें हम लोग निकल जाएंगे.
एब्सोल्युटली राइट. यू नो, वी हैड 22 एंड 23 एज द बेस्ट, वन ऑफ द बेस्ट ईयर्स फॉर द पैकेजिंग फिल्म इंडस्ट्री, जहाँ पे एंड यू नो ड्यूरिंग दोज इयर्स ईच एंड एवरीथिंग वाज सेलिंग.
when everything and each and everything is selling and that too at a good price and all that, your focus is what? Your focus is to increase the throughput so that you can produce and sell as much as possible. It's not only me, it's everybody else in the industry did that. 24 was a slightly difficult year after Russia-Ukraine crisis. And after the raw material prices corrected sharply in FY24 because of the supply chain stabilizing, and that brought in a lot of stock losses because after raw material prices, different jurisdiction mein jahan tak hum kaam karte hain 45% tak gir gaya. Raw material, aapke paas raw material pada hai, aapke paas finished good pada hai, wo to losses aapko immediately aa jayenge na. Uske baad stabilize hongi jab naya stock ek price se aayega and all that. So wo thoda difficult year tha, but uske baad mein things are quite good, normal. Q1 mein aapne hamara bhi result dekha, baki sabka bhi dekha, Q2 mein bhi aapne dekha, to margin profile sabka better ho raha hai, both India and overseas. Polyplex, Jindal Poly ka to nahi aata hai. SRF, you can see everybody's profile. Everybody has done better performance in Q2 versus Q1 and in Q1 versus Q4 of FY24. Now, having said that, this is the time when we said we started that exercise in FY24 where I said that we were looking to the more value-added products. And in the years to come, surely we are oriented towards that. And you'll see much higher, throughput of the value-added products in FY26 and beyond.
So one last question, sir. हम लोग कुछ non-core assets को बेच करके debts को कम करने का क्यों नहीं सोच सकते? क्योंकि we are sitting on lot of assets. तो ऐसा कुछ assets है जिसको non-core है जिसको हम लोग बेच करके debts को कम कर पाए?
सर ऐसा कुछ मतलब एक साइड में जहां हम और एक्सपेंशन कर रहे हैं ताकि प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी बढ़े एंड ऑल दैट लुकिंग टू मार्केट सेम माइंडसेट में सर आप नहीं हो सकते इन द सेम पीरियड ऑफ टाइम. ऐसे कोई नॉन कोर एसेट्स हैं भी नहीं कि जो हम विच वी विल लुक टू सेल इट ऑफ. And neither there is a mindset of that sort. The mindset is grow, streamline, go for a better value-added product and improve your margins, distinguish yourself from the normal, industry products and give, option to the customers for the higher value-added products. तो वो माइंडसेट से काम हो रहा है सर. वो डिफेंसिव माइंडसेट वाला काम नहीं है कि यार ये बेच देंगे तो कुछ ये हो जाएगा. वैसे तो कुछ ऐसा मेरे को लगता भी नहीं है कुछ है हमारा, बट और कोई ऐसा माइंडसेट नहीं है सर. इट्स ऑल ग्रोथ ओरिएंटेड एंड रेवेन्यू मैक्सिमाइजेशन एंड प्रॉफिट मैक्सिमाइजेशन.
ओके सर, थैंक यू.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
जी भाटिया जी, धन्यवाद सर आपका. सर जब हम जून से सितंबर क्वार्टर का Q1Q कंपैरिजन करते हैं हमारे नंबर्स का, तो हमारे पीबीटी नंबर्स 105 की जगह 161.62 करोड़ दिखते हैं. तो इसको सर हमने कैसे पढ़ना चाहिए, क्योंकि एबिटा के जो नंबर हैं वो तो डेफिनेटली एक अंडरस्टैंडिंग बनाता है, बट जब हम पीबीटी में जाते हैं इसमें तो कोई वन ऑफ आइटम नहीं होना चाहिए, तो ये डिक्लाइन को आप कैसे एक्सप्लेन करते हैं?
सर ये डिक्लाइन, द ओनली रीजन फॉर दिस डिक्लाइन इज द कैपिटल इन्वेस्टमेंट दैट हैव बीन मेड. जैसे हमने सर अप्रैल में हमने इंडिया में जो पेट चिप्स का प्लांट शुरू किया था, जो हमने रशिया में सीपीपी फैसिलिटी का प्लान शुरू किया था, और एक आधा कुछ और होगा जो हमने मार्च एंड में जो कमीशन किए हैं, जो प्रोजेक्ट्स जिनका Q1 वाज़ द फर्स्ट
month of that childbirth, Q2 is the second month of that childbirth. So ye jaise stabilize honge at a higher capacity utilization, sir, interest cost to ye nahi dekhti ki aapko abhi capacity utilization aapki 35% hai 50% hai, wo to 100% of capacity ke hisab se it comes and hits your P&L. So as and when those projects, those investments which have been made are utilizing a higher capacity utilization level, so obviously your EBITDA will become higher, which will offset the higher interest cost. The only difference is when you set up a project, complete a project, the interest cost comes and hits you on the day one of 100% of the capacity, and your capacity utilization gradually only goes up. और वो mismatch हमेशा रहेगा unless the accounting policies allow कि जितना आपका capacity utilization है उतना interest आप P&L में ले जाओ और बाकी का interest आप assets में capital asset में hide कर लो, but वो unfortunately वो है नहीं, तो वो आपको day one से hit करता है.
Sir, this is clear that जो आपने capitalization किया है वो Q1 में हुआ है, क्योंकि डेप्रिसिएशन तो हमारा नहीं हिला है, वो 173 करोड़ था जून में भी और सितंबर तिमाही में भी 173 करोड़ ही रहा है जस्ट, बट फाइनेंस कॉस्ट डेफिनेटली 162 से 177 करोड़ हो गया, तो 15-16 करोड़ का हिट हमको वहां आया है. बट अगर सर इस लाइन को भी हम एक्सप्लेन करें कि अदर एक्सपेंसेस में सर क्या चेंजेस हुए कि सीधा 50 करोड़ का फर्क करीब करीब आ गया है ऑन द हायर साइड.
इंटरेस्ट में सिर्फ इसी वजह से चेंजेस आए हैं क्योंकि आपने प्रोजेक्ट कैपिटलाइज करे 31 मार्च को ना, तो इंटरेस्ट उसके बाद में डेप्रिसिएशन इंपैक्ट आता है बिकॉज डेप्रिसिएशन इज फॉर ए मच लॉन्गर पीरियड ऑफ टाइम, तो उसका आपका इंपैक्ट आता है 20 साल के ऊपर, सो द इंक्रीमेंटल इंपैक्ट इज मच लेस. ऐसा नहीं है वो नहीं है, वो भी इंपैक्ट है इस क्वार्टर में, एडिशनल डेप्रिसिएशन है, बट इंटरेस्ट का ज्यादा इम्पैक्ट आता है आपका, क्योंकि इंटरेस्ट नॉर्मल डेप्रिसिएशन आपका किसी भी टेरिटरी में चले जाओ तो आपका डिपेंडिंग ऑन द यूजफुल लाइफ ऑफ एसेट्स 4-5% आता है एनुअलाइज. इंटरेस्ट प्रिडिक्शन में चले जाओ आपका मिनिमम 10% आता है, आप 10 से भी ज्यादा आ रहा है बिकॉज यू नो अभी करंटली जैसे इजिप्ट में लोकल इंटरेस्ट रेट्स, नाइजीरिया में लोकल इंटरेस्ट रेट्स, इंडिया में तो 9-10% है बट इन सम ऑफ द अदर टेरिटरी आर ऑल्सो हायर. डॉलर में भी जो बोरिंग है जब बेस डॉलर पर 3 मंथ सोफर ही बढ़ गया पिछले सालों में, की इम्पैक्ट है.
सही है सर, लेकिन अदर एक्सपेंस को आप समझा पाएंगे सर कि किस कारण से इस नंबर को ये नंबर 498 की जगह 547 करोड़ हुआ?
कौन सा नंबर सर?
अदर एक्सपेंसेस Q1Q जब हम देख रहे हैं
तो ऑफलाइन बता देंगे.
अच्छा ठीक बात सर. इस वर्ष के लिए सर हमारी करंट मेच्योरिटीज क्या है सर, स्टैंड अलोन कंपनी में क्या हमको रीपे करना है और हमारा कॉस्ट ऑफ फंड क्या करें?
हमने आपको बोला था कि करीब 1000 करोड़ के करीब हमारा नॉर्मल अमोर्टाइजेशन सालाना रहता है, इस साल भी उतना ही होगा, हो सकता है 950 हो किसी साल में 1025 हो, मतलब यू नो इट इज इन दैट रेंज होगी. एवरेज कॉस्ट ऑफ बोरिंग शुड बी अराउंड 10%
यू मेंशन 10% सर?
यस सर.
और हमारी करंट रेटिंग क्या है सर?
आर करंट रेटिंग इज AA-, लॉन्ग टर्म रेटिंग इज AA- क्रिसिल एंड शॉर्ट टर्म रेटिंग इज P1+ विच इज द हाईएस्ट लेवल ऑफ रेटिंग.
ओके, एंड करंट ईयर की मेच्योरिटी 1000 करोड़ रुपीज है, आपने ये नंबर बताया जो हमें 1000 करोड़ रीपे करना है इस वर्ष.
And outlook of our ratings is stable.
ठीक है साहब, बहुत धन्यवाद भाटिया जी, बहुत धन्यवाद सर, आपने बहुत ही कैंडिड डे में हमारे सभी प्रश्नों का सही उत्तर देने की अपनी तरफ से भरसक चेष्टा की है, पर सर इन्वेस्टिंग कम्युनिटी जहां भी क्लैरिटी नहीं रहती है वहां इन्वेस्ट करने में उसका रुझान नहीं बनता है। तो पॉइंट्स बस यही है कि सर थोड़ी और सिंपलिसिटी आए स्ट्रक्चर में, थोड़ी सिंपलिसिटी आए नंबर्स में, तो फिर निवेशक को भी रुझान सही बनता है, उसको सही आउटलुक दिखता है। बाकी सर एसेट हैवी बिजनेस है, हमें भी समझ में आ रहा है कि जब साइकिल टर्न होती है पॉजिटिव में तो कैश जनरेशन भी हायर साइड पर ही आने वाला है, बट यही पॉइंट है सर जिनके कारण से निवेशक सही ढंग से कंपनी को मूल्यांकन नहीं दे पा रहे हैं। वी आर अनेबल टू वैल्यू द कंपनी करेक्टली बिकॉज ऑफ दीज फैक्टर्स ओनली, सो वी शुड वर्क इट आउट सर। और सर ANY का सर क्या रोल है हमारी कंपनी में, डू वी हैव देम एज एन IR और कंसल्टेंट? Arts and Young का
they do the internal process audit for all our businesses, all our units.
Okay, and IR के लिए सर हमारी टीम में हमने किसी एक्सटर्नल IR को भी हायर किया है?
IR के लिए PwC है जो हमें हेल्प करता है, बट आई थिंक वी लुकिंग फॉर यू नो, क्योंकि उनका कोर हो सकता है ना हो, हम देखते रहते हैं, लोग हमसे मिलते रहते हैं, तो कभी उचित लगेगा कोई और तो देख लेंगे कि वही किसी और।
जी सर ठीक है भाटिया जी, बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद सर एंड ऑल द बेस्ट सर।
थैंक यू वेरी मच। As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you ladies and gentlemen for the engaging questions. We will soon have the transcript of this call on our website www.uflexlimited.com. We look forward to speaking to you again in the coming quarters. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you very much, sir. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.